Well, momentum has been growing for a parliamentary inquiry into freedom of the press after the raids on a News Corp journalist in the ABC last week by the Australian Federal Police. But now two media bosses have said no inquiry is needed, that the politicians just need to fix it. This was News Corp's Campbell Reid on AM this morning.
I worry that an inquiry, the announcement of an inquiry, often well-intentioned, gives the appearance of, well, we're doing something about this. I believe in this case there's a huge pile of well-argued and reasonable submissions that have been made to the government that could be re-examined, and the authors of those submissions might be invited back to Canberra to have a conversation, and let's get on with fixing the problem.
News Corp's Campbell Reid speaking on AM this morning. Well, Eric Beecher is the chairman of Private Media, publisher of the Crikey News website. I asked him if he thinks an inquiry is needed.
No, I think what's needed is action based on what every politician, including the Prime Minister, seems to be saying publicly, which is that they believe in the freedom of the press. We all know the parameters of this. Let's just get on and fix it up.
What specific legislative changes would you want to see?
Look, I really think that's up to government and the politicians. I just think the kind of preconditions that need to be addressed here are just so obvious. I mean, either you believe that journalism has, you know, a pivotal role in democracy, or you don't. And if you do believe that, if you're government or if you're on the other side of politics or on any side of politics, and we understand that there obviously has to be a balance between national security and press freedom, and that's already been discussed and analysed intensively over years and years, then I think it's really up to the legislators to figure out the best way of doing that. Is it a Bill of Rights? Is it amending existing legislation? That kind of thing.
Do you have a view on whether it should be a Bill of Rights? Because surely if first principles aren't enshrined somewhere, then we can always just end up back where we are now.
Yeah, look, I tend to agree with, you know, Bernard Keane here at Crikey is a very strong advocate of a Bill of Rights and has followed this issue very, very closely. I don't disagree with that. I agree it has to be enshrined. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I mean, it's the reason that it works in the US, because it's in the Constitution.
Have you had any direct talks with the government on these concerns?
No, the government don't tend to talk to people, you know, like me. They talk to the big media companies, not to smaller players.
The ABC's managing director and the chair met with the Prime Minister yesterday. They said that the meeting was productive. They also said that they want to work with other media companies. Have you had a direct approach from the ABC at all?
No, I haven't. But, you know, in some ways I actually think it's less incumbent on the media companies and far, far more incumbent on the politicians. I mean, the politicians are coming out saying we believe in the freedom of the press and the role of journalism in democracy. Well, if they're saying those things, given that it is, you know, I think most of us agree, it's a pillar of our democracy, holding power to account. If they believe in those things, the weasel words mean nothing unless they do something about it, rather than needing the media to actually lobby on their own behalf.
And in the broader sense, do you think Australians understand that this isn't just about protecting journalists, but that this is about protecting Australians' right to know?
No, I don't think most average Australians understand that, but, you know, a lot of journalists don't understand that. A lot of journalists are arguing it's just about journalism, where it's actually about democracy and the broader rights in democracy. And, you know, why would the average Australian spend their time thinking about this? They don't. And that's another reason, in my view, why it's incumbent on government and the politicians across the aisle to actually just fix this up.
Eric Beecher, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thanks a lot.
Chairman of Private Media, Eric Beecher, publisher of the Crikey News website.